on the day of Qiyamah, on the plain of Hashar, and there's a big reality that will face us. And this is a reality indeed, the day of judgment. And if a person desires that on that day, the day of Qiyamah, he is light in burden. Because Qiyamah, the day of Qiyamah, there will be such people who will have no luggage, no negative luggage, no hisab. One, it will be severe heat, severe temperature. On top of that, burden of sins, burden of negative luggage. And then to travel through the stages will be adab. Different hadith give us the different messages that today, here and now, we need to think with regards to this day that will come, the day of Qiyamah, and those times will come, those moments will come, when at that time, if we want to stay light without any burden, without any luggage, we want to float through the wind, through the sky, then if today we prepare, try, make effort, then inshallah the time to come tomorrow will be easy for us, will be relaxing. And for that, what do we need to do? What needs to be done? Preparation. We need to decrease the burden here and now in this dunya. Not in the hereafter, we can't do it. So the person who will have the burden, the weight in the hereafter, will be the weight of his sins. The more a person commits sins, implements sins, then all those sins travel with that individual to the hereafter, to the day of Qiyamah. Look at this point. Even if you do a sin akin to a dot in diameter, and it will go into the grave with us, it will become so heavy and weighty. For example, imagine that somebody puts a mountain on our heads here and now, then we will be the same in the grave, our body, our soul, our history. And at that time, the sin, the diameter of a dot, will be the weight of a mountain on us in the hereafter, in the grave. Allah says, stand now, can you pay account? Can you account for this? If a person sins the size of a dot, then that becomes a weight on the day of Qiyamah for that person. Tell me, tell ourselves. Let's ask ourselves. This is ajeeb. When we think about it, either we don't believe in these points, in these words, we think these are folk tales and fairy tales and Jackanory stories. Either that, or our brains are defective. Our minds are defective, that we don't understand these clear, simple points. So, to be lightweight in the hereafter, on the Day of Judgment, what do we need to do here? Remember, every sin, when a person dies, it attaches to that person's soul and body. When he goes to the hereafter, he will see the effect of the sins, and the person, he will have forgotten those sins that he committed, and those sins will come to life in thereafter. Brothers, what's the problem if today we live our life cautiously in this world? What difference does it make? Just have to be a little bit cautious, a little bit careful. Just decide on what to do and what not to do. We are careful on other things. If it's raising, we're cautious. Raining, we're cautious, aren't we? When it rains, are we not cautious? We put a coat on or an overall on, or we take an umbrella outside or a hood. It's all right? Because I don't want a few drops of rain to drop on me. That's all that was going to happen. So much figure. Oh, where's the umbrella? Where's the raincoat? Oh, it's raining outside. I don't want the splashes to come on me. My imama will get wet. My topi will get wet. My headgear will get wet. We have this style. Allah Ta'ala has given us a brain that thinks in advance and plans, and we have naturally this trait and habit that we prepare. And we could say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. What a great point. We should say Subhanallah on this point, because we are praising Allah. Allah's ni'mah, we sat here quiet. That means that Allah's favor is not upon us. Yusayla, I told you before, wherever we hear something glorifying Allah, Allah's power, Allah's status, ni'mas, and when a person says the name Rabb, Subhanallah, from his heart, he is appreciating. And he's not insane if he doesn't appreciate something. Doesn't appreciate Allah. If I give you an apple, you say, Jazakallah, Shukriya, thank you, grateful to you. If I give you a date, oh, thank you very much, thank you very much. If I give you a bit of itar perfume, thank you very much, thank you very much. Are we that foolish that for a person, human being, we are going up to that person and then when we appreciate, but when Allah Ta'ala tells us or gives us something and we sit there dumb, we should say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah to you, Allah, you've given me this great ni'mah, reward. Asset, tool, resource, everything Allah gives. If we praise Allah on everything He's given to us, if we're grateful to Him, then Allah Ta'ala isn't the one to sit there silently and not give us reward. When we appreciate, straight away Allah will give the reward. That, my servants praised me, appreciated my words. Great points. Great points. Who has collected us here? Who has gathered us here? Tell me, Allah. Say it loudly, Allah. Did the people of the masjid call us? Did police call us here? Did the government call us here? Did you call us here? Who? Allah calls us here, and Allah calls those here who He likes, who He prefers. So another great favor that Allah does. That means Allah Ta'ala has given us what we need forever. Subhanallah, say loudly. Oh, shaitan came and he said to me, sit at home, pray Salah quickly at home, sit down and do this, watch a program and do this chit chat. Allah Ta'ala has controlled our hearts. Ah, Allah Ta'ala says, I want to give you a reward today. Today, these words we will understand tomorrow, valuable, precious words. But we aren't the ones to understand and listen. Allah is the one who sits us down, controls us, allows us to do dhikr, allows us to hear good things. Great points. Great points. So should we not be grateful to Allah for this? If Allah Ta'ala sent us to a place of sin, would we be grateful to Allah there? Tell me, those people who sin, where they sin, implement sin, the worst of sins, people who are stuck in sins, unfortunately, tell me the hal. Compare us to them. How Allah Ta'ala has pushed us here, shoved us here, pulled us here. MashaAllah. Then, not that Allah Ta'ala hasn't given us understanding. Allah has given us awareness, understanding, appreciation, everything Allah Ta'ala has given to us. All the qualities. If we want to be safe, we can be safe. If we can be safe from the defects of the world, then can we not be safe from the hereafter punishments? No, but our awareness has been suppressed. It has been hidden. With regards to the akhirah, hereafter, we think less. We don't look much towards the graveyards. We go less to the graveyards. The people who've died, we think, oh, he's died, he's gone, that's it. End of story. Our turn's not going to come. He was ill, he's gone, that's it. End of story. Everyone who will die, everyone who dies is a warning, a pre-warning to those who are left alive. Do you understand? Ibrat? The sign of Allah, that look at this person. He was with you yesterday, sitting down with you. He was living like you, enjoying life, joking, gup-shup, chit-chat, gossip. He had fikr of the dunya. Today he's under the crust of the earth. Allah says, have I not sent him? Has he not been buried? Can you push him now? Can you call him now? Can you speak to him now? Can you ask him what he wants to eat now? Can you ask him where does he want to sleep now? Ask him, does he feel cold? Ask him, shall I give you this libas to wear? And have an argument with this person who's died. No answer will come from the mouth of that person. Allah says, you cannot speak to them about the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says. You cannot explain the Quran to the deceased. So what is this for us? The people who've passed away are a sign, admonishment, warning. Don't clap your hands, he's gone, and we'll do dua for him, and we'll do dua for her. No. Allah says, they are a warning to you who are left alive. Why? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us a dua, that today is his turn, and tomorrow is yours. And you will go to the grave and you will pass away. And your grave is allotted. It's calling you every day, morning and evening. Your grave is calling you. The dust, the soil. But because the dunya has overwhelmed our hearts, overlapped our hearts, we're in a routine, morning to evening. We don't know what we're doing. Think about that person. He was here yesterday, gone today. Here yesterday, gone tomorrow. Here today, gone tomorrow. Our own have gone. This is awareness. Reminder, now ask the person who's gone, died, have you got a chance now to come back? Allah says, now, do you want to reduce your weight in the rafter? Oh Allah, send me back, please, please Allah, I promise you. Oh, take me out, this burden, these mountains of weight that are on my head, Allah. Allah says, until the day of Qiyamah, this weight will not go. Until Qiyamah, even once you cannot say Allah anymore, and you can't say Subhanallah anymore. I gave you na'mas, I gave you a tongue, I gave you the ability to talk, power, understanding, awareness. I gave you eyes, I said to you, look at my signs, my shan, my power, my glory, praise me, I gave you health, I gave you everything. Allah Ta'ala says, you did nothing at that time. When you were able to, you had full control, you wasted your time. Allah Ta'ala says, my brothers, wherever you see an opportunity to earn a good deed, don't waste it. Don't waste it. So what am I telling you today? That let's decrease the weight. Let's lighten the weight. The weight we put on our shoulders, on our heads, when they will suddenly come out. And heavy they will be. And what's the weight that we've put on our heads? Sins. And not sins that we're doing big, dirty actions and very impure actions that the world and the society says is very, very bad, grossly bad. No. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated a hadith that comes to my mind. This is narrated in Tirmidhi Sharif. It's a mustanad hadith narrated by Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullahi alayhi in his own kitabs, in his risala. And he has narrated this hadith as well. It's a mustanad hadith. A hadith that is common, widespread, maybe short in length, but it is so effective in decreasing the weight on our heads of sin, the sin weight. I'll tell you this now, very great hadith. So then, after hearing this hadith, then we need to ask ourselves and think, that without any reason we're increasing the weight on it. There must be a reason that somebody's doing a dirty action. Oh, you're getting some dunya from it. Yeah? If you're doing an impure action, okay, I'm getting dunya, aren't I? If I do this. But this is such an action that we don't get dunya or akhirah. And the person increases the weight. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated, he's the blessed uncle, the great uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that with your brother, don't enter into useless, futile debate. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Small hadith maybe, in words. With your fellow brother or sister, do not enter into futile waste of time discussions and debates. Think from today, morning till night, how many times this has crossed passes. Arguing, debating, bahs, debating, arguing, that quarreling. This creates sins. So many sins it creates. And today shaitan has created so many ways, open the doors for debates, quarrels, disputes, politics, home, family, friends. So many doors to start debating and arguing and quarreling. Within seconds, the quarreling starts. No, this is like this. Okay, before you start speaking and then you start smiling, because the Prophet ﷺ looks far ahead. They are good friends. They have good link. They come to meet each other. They're sitting at home. They're talking about something. No, he should be wazir. He should be minister. No, he should be the leader. And they start smiling and laughing, and then they talk and debate, because the Prophet ﷺ stated that refrain from this. Then obviously if we don't do that, then we are harming ourselves, and a person becomes like worse than poison. It's like the tongue of poison, like the snake that bites, and it will have an effect eventually, because it's a very bad thing. We see the argument, debate increases intensity, anger, then seriousness comes, then after that bit of takabbur and pride, and then both have ana, and every man tries to convince the other that I'm better. Then they use wrong proofs, then they lie, then on top of lying, then sometimes in his mouth he starts to swear and ridicule, and eventually they start to fight with their hands, and the old friendship ends. So where did I start from? Just a little bit of a point, bit of a crawl. Oh no, he's good, he said no, he's bad. And how many sins do they collect? How many sins they collect? The mountain of sins, so many sins that we cannot control the weight that we have increased on heads. A deep thing will happen on the judgment. We'll have to look at the weight we've taken with us. And so many mountains of weight will come on our heads. And then what will happen? Allah Ta'ala will say that this person, that make him so big that all the weight that's on his head, that make his face and his neck so long like a camel, and his face will look weird and oblong. Allah Ta'ala will extend his head. Allah said, the weight has got to come on you no matter what. So I'll change your body form so you can take that weight. So from today, solid promise, when I speak for a reason. I'm not giving a speech. It's not a lecture. It's a gathering for tazkiyah, purification. Wherever we see a quarrel is about to start, debate, argument, even in your house, especially at home, because the home is the place of peace. The wife is the place of sakina, satisfaction. The wife, Rasulullah taught us, Allah Ta'ala said, the greatest place for sakina, satisfaction, peace is at home. We go home, we strike up a debate, and the woman is a bit weak. Then she starts, and then you go and extend it. And then because you say, I'm the husband, and I'm going to get out of my house, go away from it, do this and do that, I'll do this. And you start hitting her, and then she'll call the police, and then the children will be taken away, and the police will take her somewhere else and take you somewhere else. That's it. And then what can you do after that debate? Oh, you know, I'm the husband, but everyone has a right. You can't force yourself on everybody. So the place that is the home, the abode of peace, we've destroyed that today. Straight away think that I went to a majlis, I went to improve myself, calm myself down, went to do dhikr. Allah Ta'ala deliver this point to me. This hadith has come to my mind. Most definitely Allah Ta'ala will give us benefit. Allah wants to give us benefit from this hadith. SubhanAllah, there must be something lacking in me, in you, in us, all of us. And I could remember many hundreds of thousands of hadith. Why did I remember this hadith? Definitely we have a need for this. It's not that it's just you. At this moment in time, there's 1,000 people who probably listen to this dhikr, women and men. And who, if somebody listens to what I'm saying, how many homes will be saved from this fitna, from this sin? So many homes from this small piece of guidance. And so light will become the burden for those people on the Day of Judgment, because they were earning the sin. So three things the Prophet ﷺ told us. I'll tell you one today, and tomorrow in the next majlis I'll tell you the second point. Yeah, so today we will go into detail on this. There are beautiful three points, and today is the first point that I'm explaining to you, that don't enter into debate, quarrels and arguments, because it has no value, no weight, no value or benefit to us. Stay silent, because the biggest loss we have earned is that by quarreling and dispute and debate, there's no benefit in the world. We could do dhikr of Allah for that moment of time. We could recite Durood Sharif. Tell me. And these are two opposite extreme actions, but we're not used to going towards Allah's remembrance. We say, oh, on the day of judgment, I need to do this and that, I need to do this in the world. So firstly, don't debate, don't argue. Where we see debate taking place, do the dhikr of Allah, say subhanallah. This is the solution to that illness, so that shaitan cannot attack you again. You say, oh, no, I take him towards the sin, and he destroys me by doing dhikr when he sees debate. Leave him. If I tell him to do debate, he's going to start doing dhikr. So when you see that there's a debate, an argument, a quarrel, or disagreement, no, I want to speak about this, I should speak about this, I should do this, control yourself. Control your tongue. Remember this majlis. Bring this gathering of today into your mind that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me this message, and that was for me only. That was for me. That message, subhanAllah, it was for me, this message. Shaykh was telling me that I don't have yaqeen, I don't know, and Allah Ta'ala put this into my mind, and I told you this hadith. So Allah is merciful to me. He sent me there to that gathering. I have a bad habit. I debate and I quarrel and I argue. I will not debate after today. Doesn't mean even I have to bow down. And if I have to admit I'm wrong, if I have to admit I don't know anything, I become dhaleel and wretched. But I'll say, no, I'm not going to debate. Because my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't do this action. Rather, when the chance for debate comes and people are arguing with each other, and you're saying, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, subhanAllah. What a great difference. So when you hear this, you get the enjoyment. So when you go to that majlis, you'll come up really lightweight, you'll have no weight on your head, and with ease you'll go home and sleep. You'll have no fikr in your brain, your mind, and with ease you will go to sleep. So my brothers, inshallah, this hadith, this one part of the hadith I've explained to you, now we need to do dhikr. So these two things, make these permanent in your life. And myself, I speak to myself first, that after today don't enter into any debate, argument, quarrel, any type of debate, whatever it's about, because it's a dangerous action. The worst debate is what? The religious debate. Coming, going, don't say anything to anyone. Listen to the masail and don't give fatwas to each other. Such words we will say to each other, astaghfirullah, that person will realize and they'll take us towards kufr in terms of accusing others of kufr. So I have to say something. I know a masala, I know an answer to something. There are great ulama, I've seen scholars, walis of Allah. And if somebody asks them a question, they say, I don't know, go and ask this other alim. I don't know the answer. He said, I don't know, mufti. He said that, why? What masala shall I tell you? You're asking me this question. I don't know. I have no knowledge. I can't tell you. Why? He said that it's not my duty to tell you masail and questions. Otherwise, I definitely take part. At the moment, it's not my duty to go to another alim. Because why should I bring this burden on my head for this question? Yeah, if I say something wrong or the wrong answer, solution, ask me anything you want. If someone says bid'ah, innovation, fatwa, this is haram, this is wrong, look at that, what the games are being played, and this is happening, there's something. No, just standing outside the masjid, oh, look at this person, look how he's doing the work of the deen, and look at this person, he doesn't know what is deen, religion, look, he just came and did this action. How much sin we are earning? Does this happen or not, my brothers? Happen or not? And forget that for a few moments. Yani, what are we? That we will start on the imams. Yes? That on the imams, on the walis of Allah. On the friend of Allah. If Tabligh Jamaat comes, we'll start criticizing them. Because our job is to criticize. Oh, look at him. Oh, look at these people. They think that Tabligh Jamaat saw this man, he was going somewhere else doing something wrong, a sin. We say this, don't we? Why is this beneficial to us, to you, criticizing other people? These are words of foolishness. Foolishness. Oh, look at him. He does the dhikr of Allah. They think they're dhakir. Look at him. Where's it written? Go to sleep. Where's it written? Do dhikr like this. Fuzool, waste of time discussion. Tell me. People who are doing dhikr, they've earned and gone. Those are the people who are sitting banging the drums. So at any time when we don't understand something which is religious action, it's our duty. I've told you about the great mufti. He said, it's not my duty. If I sat on the maqam or giving the answers, I'll tell you the answer. But it's not my duty that I sit and give you the fatwa. Go to another alim, to another scholar, I cannot tell you. Why should I get trapped and stuck on the day of judgment? I have to get up, stand up more. I'll be called, I'll be asked and tested. It's not some smooth thing that alim is a fatwa, because on the day of judgment will be presented. The alim will be called. He'll be shown as an example that this man came to you. Did you give him this mashwara? Did you give him the solution? Malana Sahib explained to him. And he'll say, why should I get trapped and stuck? That I'll be asked on the day of judgment. Oh, he says, no, I can't give to you. Then please go to the other person, the other scholar. And we're so quick to answer. So these are sins we're earning free of charge without any reason. Keep yourself to yourself, mind your own business, and keep your tongue silent and keep your heart moving. Every second you will increase in value. Don't waste time. Recite Quran, recite Durood Sharif, and read a kitab, a book, read a book about a wali of Allah and a pious person who you have love with. A pious person you like, they listen to his cassette or his bayan, his recording, sit in his majlis gathering, go to Tabligh Jamaat, spend a chilla 3 days or this many fasts, the voluntary fast, thousands of ways Allah has given. Why do you waste your time? Why do I waste my time? Am I right or am I wrong? So after today, make a solid promise. We're not going to enter into any debate, quarrel, dispute. Where we see debate, quarrel, dispute, we'll sit and do the dhikr of Allah. May Allah give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.